Scientists in California have created new embryonic stem cell lines that overcome a potential problem facing the use of stem cells in human therapy. Scientists who want to study the new cells will have to do so with private funds, however, because under the guidelines laid down by President Bush 3 years ago today, those new cells will not qualify for federal research support. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Embryonic stem cells are those remarkable cells that retain the potential to turn into any cell type in the body. That means, in theory, these cells could be used to replace ones damaged or destroyed by disease. But the way human embryonic stem cells have been grown up till now threaten their usefulness in human therapies. Typically, labs use animal cells to help the human cells grow. Susan Fisher is a reproductive biologist at the University of California, San Francisco.
What's happened in the human embryonic stem cell field is that people have simply copied the methods used to derive mouse embryonic stem cells.
She says one of those methods was to grow the embryonic stem cells on immature mouse skin cells. These skin cells were called feeder cells because they were apparently feeding the embryonic stem cells something they needed to grow. But mouse cells can, in theory, harbor strange viruses that could contaminate the human cells. Fisher wanted to design a growth system that only used human cells, so she turned to cells from human placentas.
The embryo is normally in contact with the human placenta. So what we did was we made feeder layers from human placental cells and used those to derive new human embryonic stem cell lines.
So with a relatively simple change, Fisher has solved a major problem facing the embryonic stem cell field. Fisher now has two well-established lines of stem cells, and three more are on the way. Thomas Zwacka says Fisher's approach makes good sense. Zwacka is a developmental biologist at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
When you take placenta cells and bring them into culture, that whatever they secrete into the culture medium, that this is supporting growth of embryonic stem cells. So it's logical, you know, so it's not a surprising thing.
The Food and Drug Administration has been extremely cautious about therapeutic products grown in animal cells. Leonard Zahn is a stem cell researcher at Children's Hospital in Boston.
It's absolutely true that the FDA has said that they would move forward with the current embryonic stem cells, but everybody in the field would just rather eliminate animal viruses as an issue.
But no one may use federal funds to take advantage of these new virus-free cells. That's because right now, government policy restricts federal funding to certain stem cell lines derived prior to August 9, 2001. UC San Francisco's Susan Fisher says she and her corporate-sponsored Geron Corporation are trying to decide how and when to distribute their cells to other scientists.
I think many people who have cell lines are also waiting to see if the government will reevaluate their position.
Stem cell researcher Len Zahn says the presidential campaign might prompt that reevaluation.
Some investigators feel that as stem cell research has more advances, that there'll be increased pressure on the president to change the policy prior to the election.
Although the president has given no sign he may do that. Democratic challenger John Kerry says he will expand federal funding for human embryonic stem cell research if he's elected. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.